bigger. Come on. Make it bigger. It deserves all praise. Lift your hands. That's how we worship the New Testament. Lift up your hands and say beautiful things to God. You can pray in your language. You can sing a song to Him. Lord, You are so good.
Lord, You are my
Jesus.
Lord, You are wonderful. My God, You are excellent.
Lord, You are so good. That kind of church, but there are churches where they call members and say, you must have a testimony because nothing is happening there. But to the doer of all this thing, lift up your hands and give him praise. Go ahead. For that young man that I had a potential, go to a amount of stroke, but God changed it. Come on, give God praise. Lift your hands and worship Him. Exalt Him. Extol Him. Extol Him. Somebody hit our chest. Our menstrual flow ended. The pain. What has not happened in 9 months happened in a service. Give Him praise. Please don't mince words. Don't think it's normal everywhere. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Beautiful Lord, we thank you. We thank you because there's no theatrics. We don't have to shake. We don't have to shout. just back what we say up. We celebrate you. We ascribe greatness to you, our Rock. Your works are perfect, and all your ways are joy. You're God of faithfulness, without injustice. We thank you. We thank you. Even when we doubt other things, we can doubt your work in our midst. We give you the praise. Cause us celebrate you. Father, within the short time that we have, speak to us. Let lives not remain the same. People have come from their places of work. They've done everything to be here. Don't abandon them. I read your word, and your word says you love your people. Do what only you could have done. Let lives not remain the same. We give you the praise. In Jesus' precious name. Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. Be seated. God bless you. Love you right back. I didn't hear you, but I can figure. John chapter 4 verse 34 is my deliberation this evening. The Bible says, he said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Let me quickly say that not many people finish his work. I read to you in the morning how that God told Joshua, you are old and well stricken in age, but there are yet many cities to still claim. Joshua 13 verse 1. In 1 John 3 verse 8, 1 John 3 verse 8, the Bible says, ill sin is of the devil. For the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this prophesis or original intention, the Son of God was made manifest. Not T-H-E-S-E. T-H-I-S. This one. He can heal the sick. He can preach a sermon. He can walk from one city. For one reason, the Son of Man was made manifest, that he might destroy or cause addiction, destroy the works of the devil. One thing I realized after pastoring for 23 years full time is that it's possible to lose focus. When you think you're standing, you must take heed so that you don't fall. Particularly if you're dealing with spiritual pride. When you think, oh yeah, I have everything in place, you can be distracted. In a layman's term, to be distracted means to be attracted to the wrong thing. Sometimes you think you're doing well, but you're not doing well. He told the Laodicean church, you think you're rich, you are poor. Those guys brandished, they thought they were rich. God said, you are indeed poor. When he was appraising the seven churches that were in the Asia Minor in the book of Revelation, he sent John the Baptist and John the Divine to them. And he spoke about the seven churches. Maybe he's the one in Revelation 3:17. He addressed the church in Thyatira, the church in Laodicea, several churches. He said, you said I'm rich and I've become wealthy. You see that it's possible for God to make you wealthy. He said, you have need of nothing. It's possible to have need of nothing. But you are wretched. You are miserable. You are blind. How many can say, I have need for nothing? But in God's sight, you are poor. So I'm telling you, the definition of prosperity or success is not the same with God. What has God asked you to do? Are you focused on doing it? I've been in ministry to know that sponsorship sometimes can become a stone. Somebody tells you, oh, I want to sponsor you. You see this church? Somebody told me was going to build it. In fact, three people told me when I got to Abuja, we'll build a church for you. One man told me, we'll build a church for you. One guy told me, I'm using X car. You're using X car. Let's be exchanging. You know where I'm seated. I can be in the church for you. Let's be. I said, no, that's not what God has called me to do. I can't pastor you that way. Your pastor can be friendly, but he's not your friend. I'm telling you, it's an isolated lifestyle. Any friendship or anything I'm doing with you that would not make my words carry weight, what am I doing with you? If you are seeing me in his car, you say, oh, pastor, I had two cars. In those days, to have two cars was a big deal to me because I needed it. If I went out, I want a case that my wife also can go out. Or I could have a guest. So what the man was telling me at the time was very important to my ministry. But it was a test for my purpose. I prophesy to you, you not be defocused. I found out that anything you desire, God wants to give to you. In fact, maybe you have it. The devil is always offering you what you have already. He told Adam, if you eat the fruit that God told you, you'll be like the God. From the beginning, before Adam was made, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. He comes to offer you what you already have. And I prophesy to you, nothing will bounce your focus away. In the name of Jesus. Focus is important to vision. Jesus said, for this reason, I was made manifest. I'm not here to do what John the Baptist did. I'm not here to do what Elijah did. I'm here for a reason. Sponsorship, support, friendship. Some of you know my friends. They influence me, but they don't tamper with my calling. Some of you, you look at a friend of mine or somebody close to me, you say, I prefer that, the way you operate. Maybe I'm not sent to you. So I'm going to use myself as an example. Then you fill in the blank. I don't know what God has called you to do. I may know your work, but I don't know what God has called you to do. But if you've not received the temptation, be breathing. You will have it. People will expect you to be somebody that God has not called you to be. You must not be intimidated. You must not. Particularly if you are sure. I'm not talking about when only you hears God, only you knows who God is. That's not what I'm saying. There will be people that will know that, oh, the Bible says when they perceive the grace upon Paul, Peter and John gave him the right hand of fellowship. People will perceive it. It will be obvious. He said, give yourself entirely to this thing that your prophecy may appear unto all. I know that there's a time you speak for your vision. There's a time your vision speaks for you. Maybe where you are right now, that your vision is not speaking yet. I understand. But some people will pick it. When Papa Simeon held Jesus, Jesus had not performed any miracles. He said, now I can depart. Because God has been telling me about this child. Anna was a widow, but she was praying. Said, now my eyes have seen the glory of God. There will be people God has spoken to. God was going to reject Eli, but he spoke to Samuel. But Samuel did not have enough experience to hear. And God would not bypass Eli. Yet he was rejecting Eli. He routed it through Eli. Be careful. If you are the only one hearing what you're hearing. Be careful. Be careful. God, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth will be established. I'm not talking about you are going on the road, someone says, you are called into ministry, then you resign. Then human being has called you. Whatever they are going to say in the New Testament must be a confirmation of what God has been telling you. Come on, talk to me. Praise God, somebody. A lot of pastors get into NGO. Practically, I'm sorry to say this, I didn't mention anybody's name, for money. Is that what God has called you to do? Then if that's what God has called you to do, then do it. Don't be here and there. Do it. People have told me, Pastor Biodo, why don't you start? You have young people in your church. Why don't you start for service to be telling people how to apply for jobs? I said, that's not what God has called me to do. Maybe if God has called you, start it. We'll support you. That's not what God has. There are things people will expect you to do. Yesterday, I went to see my mentor. You know what he told me? He said, have you seen any serious person with me that they introduced to my daddy? He said, I do that to protect myself. I said, how do you mean that? He said, because most of them will tell me, you preach. The session you took at Shiloh was heavy, was something else. He said, I do that to protect myself. So since both of us are drinking from the same source, how will you make me your father? He says, that is why that man trusts me. Temptation starts when you begin to hide. You begin to hide things. You begin to do things. You know, you are walking in the flesh. If God has called you, God will sustain you. Oh, this morning, the choir finished the message. He said, my lifetime, I will give God my life. If I give God my lifetime, he will take care of me. Many people are afraid of their future. That's the reason why they're into rat race. That's the reason why they're not serving God. They are afraid. I told a couple this yesterday, and I advised them, put your whole eggs into God's basket. Do it. You'll be shocked what God will do. You are sitting, you are looking at me right now. What has God told you to do? Are you doing it? That's why there will be struggle. Oh, you thought if I bought a car, I will... You bought a car. The struggles, Alota continues. The struggles, they continue. A lot of people do things that God has not sent them to do. I love this thing. God called me. It's different from you are minding your business. God said, son, daughter, I want you to do this for me. You will always go back to that spot where God spoke to you. And if you didn't hear God, there was no day I heard, Biodun. If you didn't hear God, whatever your hand finds, start from there. Then it begins to get clearer because in the place of faithfulness, God must advance you. Amen, somebody. Why is it quiet in this Pentecostal church? I thought today would be interesting. If it's sinking, nod your head or say amen. Anything that will bring money and comfort, that's what some people go for. Meanwhile, if you do what God has asked you to do, you will have comfort. You will have all those things. But some people run after things instead of things running after them. That's how the devil gives you another vision. You begin to run after things. People will say, he's doing well now. Now that he left that place, he's doing well. Who told you? I have been around for a while. There are people that even do well and they die like that. When they meet God, God don't ask them, dear son, you built 10 houses. He will ask you, did you do what I asked you to do with the gift I gave you? And please, I'm not teaching you mediocrity. I'm not saying, just sit down. What are you doing, brother? I'm waiting to hear God. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that whatever your hand finds to do, do it. But let me tell you what we do in Koza. We make plans if God is not talking. But if God says, son, stop, it doesn't take 2 minutes. Sometimes you don't tell your son what to do. He comes to you and says, daddy, can I wash the car? You're like, okay. But you have what you wanted to do. Okay, since you came, let me pray for you. You're a good boy. But if you get outside, do this, do this, do this. No matter what I'm doing, if God says, son, stop, you got it wrong there. Instant. Let's look at a man that refused to be distracted. Who else am I going to look at? There are many, I can talk about many people in the Bible, but let's look at the ultimate, Jesus Christ. No matter what people said, Do you know Jesus Christ got to a city, they wanted to make him a king. He ran away. Some people will say, God spoke to me. Anything that goes well, that will bring money. Some people will hear God. They wanted to make him a king. The devil said, if talking to him after his fast will not work, I will distract him. He ran away. No Jewish person passes through Samaria. He said, I love the KJV. I must need to pass through Samaria. There's a need. It's not my choice. I must pass through Samaria. In Hebrews 10 verse 5, I want to start reading to you. I will stop anywhere before 10 or get to 10. Therefore, when he came into the world, when did he say this statement? When he came into the world. Say it after me. When he came into the world. Stop. Let me quickly tell you. Not when he was dying. Not when he said, it is finished on the cross. Not when John the Baptist was baptized. When he came as a baby. He said, first of all, sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you prepared for me. Verse 6. In burnt offering and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. What happened in the Old Testament? God was just doing it because he had no pleasure. So Ophnias and Phinehas, we get to heaven and discover that God didn't like what they were stealing, the burnt offering. God had no pleasure. In verse 7, the Bible says, then I said, behold, I have come. Oh, can't say it, Tari Baba. Say, I've come. Come on, look at your neighbor. Say, I've come. Some people, all they want to do, all they have come to do is to eat food. When they see any meeting that you don't round up with food, it's not a meeting. And some are pastors. Once it's not food, it's not a meeting. That was why on the stage I spoke to the women. I said, listen, MD can be a clean cow for you. There's some food you should not eat. There was such a woman in the ministry of Jesus Christ that saw that ministry move forward. Don't be carried away. Some people, their ministry, they are wearing it as air. That's why they don't have offering. That's why they can't move forward. You see, there are some things that only me can say in this church. So allow me to say it. Hallelujah. Some people are driving their ministry. All they have is a car. What is a car? And I can talk about it. All they have is a car. Look at your neighbor, hit them, say there's more. Say, you can't convince me there's no more about you. You can't convince me. You are too loaded. You are too padded. You can't convince me. Behold, I have come. If I write that on your Facebook, on your phone, I have come. Tell them if you know, you know. I have come. I'm not here to apologize. I'm not here to take side. I'm here to take over. I have come. In the volume of book, it was written of me. Remember, there are 63 books in the Bible. They were not together. So it's voluminous. It's written of me. To do your will, O God. That's what I came to do. In verse 8, previously saying sacrifice and offering. And burnt offering, an offering for sin, you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Verse 9, behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. Let's just read verse 10 because of time. By that, you will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Allow me to exaggerate from 5 to 10. I will be fast. It's not a major thing. If a man keep his focus on his calling, first of all, is not an afterthought. He didn't say it at the cross. He didn't say it when John the Baptist was baptizing him. He didn't say it after he did one miracle. He said it when he came into the world. The moment you come into ministry, the moment your pastor calls you, the moment, I don't know what it is, you are doing a new thing, establish the reason. Let me tell you what I do. When I meet with you for the first time, I establish what I'm supposed to do in your life. I don't tell you, but I know it in my heart. I'm sorry to use this example. I've left everything about cultism. But one thing, commitment. I may not talk to you for 5 years. It is where we hung our relationship that it will be if I talk to you. I do it seamlessly. And people think this man must be pretending. This man is two-faced. No. Maybe God gave me the capacity. I'm telling you, if you are in church, you are far from your pastor or leadership. It's because you've never talked to them. You'll be shocked the day you talk to them. Maybe he knows you. And he's just waiting. When he mentions your name, he mentions your name, you'll be like, ah, pastor, you know me. If it has happened to you before, wave your hands at me. Oh, yes. Except I don't pray for you. I know you. But it's where you keep me that I stay. Any other thing is witchcraft, manipulation. Hello? Have you gone to the toilet today? How many times? That's not pastoring. That's manipulation. That's witchcraft. But if you come to me, pastor, I have this problem. I have a duty. Samuel said, may I not sin against God by not praying for you? That's my duty as a senior pastor. To create opportunity. Hallelujah. So, what have you been asked to do? What have you been asked to do? Are you walking on the street? Oh, mama, get into the car. Where they go? We just go there. Just, you enter. Hey, how you doing, guys? No. Life ought to. One of the things I realized when I gave my life to Christ was life ought to have a meaning. You must have a reason for living. That's why you don't appreciate some people. That's why you don't appreciate yourself. That's why you want to commit suicide. I'm not saying people don't originally. I've come to realize that people have that thought. But if you have a reason for living, you'll not want to die. You'll not want to die. And because you have a warped understanding of success, that success is having a good job, having a car, the guy is doing well. Who told you? Success is when you are where God places you. You are not in the best place if you are in South Africa, in the gold mine of South Africa, and outside God's will. You are not doing well if you are in the oil field of Riyadh in South Africa, in Saudi Arabia, and you are outside God's will. To be the center of God's will is doing well. I pray you do well. In the name of Jesus. We see a man who is determined not to be distracted because it is easy. Pastor Biodo, you are saying this thing with passion. Have you been distracted in ministry? A lot of times. I can tell you. I can tell you I'm one of the few people that can beat their hand to the chest that God called me. I have no business being here. And I'm not saying it with pride. I'm not saying there's something else I would have done that would be better than this. But I had options. God will never call you if you don't have options. Go and check the Bible. That you willingly followed him is his pride. If you have no option but him, then what is his pride? I had options. A lot of options. I'm one of those that struggled with God because I didn't want to do this. I pray that what God has made you for, after this service, you wake up to it. In the name of Jesus, the love of the devil will be under your feet. In the name of Jesus. He said, when he came into the world, he said, he said when he came to the world. Number two thing he said was sacrifices and all those ceremonies. I'm here to announce to you, God has no pleasure in them. That was why Jesus Christ read the scriptures. He went on the Pentecost, on the day of Pentecost, what they used to call Passover in those days, to Jerusalem. His younger brother said, no man seeking to be known hideth himself. But you will never, if you see one, come and show me. Where they slaughtered goats or ram, that Jesus was there. Not one. Yet the law says they could do it. He was never interested, because he knows God was not interested in that. You are here today. You have a lot of sacrifices, a lot of things you do, a lot of tithe you pay, a lot of things you do. Your dance is something else. But you are living in disobedience. God is not interested in those things. I don't care what is it that you're doing for God. What it is that you're doing for God. You must walk in obedience. And many times, God won't come down. If you can't obey the people you are seeing, how much more can you tell me that you're obeying God that you cannot see? You're only doing what you want to do. And half obedience or delayed obedience is disobedience. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Some people succumb to social media pressure. Maybe I should give an example. Some of you thought, oh, Pastor Reading just got into healing. No. Ask people that have known me from day one. He's been working. You know how God called me? I was at Onikon Stadium watching my pastor. And God said to me, I didn't know I would be a pastor. He said, what that man is doing, you will do it. So I'm telling you the truth. When you see me just say things and boom, God backs me up, it's a calling. It's a calling. It's not that I did extra prayer. When you marvel, I marvel too. I'm like, yeah. I tell my kids, did you hear what God just did? I said, Kai, we should fear this God. I tell my kids. Some people succumb to peer pressure. Some people, they succumb to what is trending. They have no direction. Jesus looked at Jerusalem and wept. He said, they are like sheep without shepherd. Is it this way? Uh-huh. Yeah. Is it that way? Uh-huh. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. Says, if your eye be single, your body will be full of light. I pray that you have a singleness of heart. What some people are looking for is comfort. And you have it, but not the way you are thinking. Some friends are fire extinguishers. And God has shown you many times that this friend is the fire extinguisher. But you like company. They give you gist. When they go, you pray. But the witness is on your inside. That person kills your fire. God wants to do much more with you. Lots of prophets had prophesied to the king. One of them was Zedekiah. He had been in ministry for a long time, but he liked Asorok. So he knew what the president wanted to hear. That was what he said. But a lying spirit actually came from God. God said, how can we make the king to die, to just destroy? Because he's anointed. How can we make him? Because he's indestructible. Ah, Elijah spirit said, I know what to do, sir. You can employ me. Just give me the permission. I will put lying spirit in his prophets. So the king said, okay. Everybody prophet. Everybody said he should go to Ramah Gilead. He would win his enemies. So they said, no. Jehoshaphat said, I feel we should have one more prophet. So they brought Micaiah. And they warned Micaiah before he came. Micaiah, every prophet has said they should go. Don't say, you know the reason why we don't invite you to Asorok. When Micaiah got there, Micaiah said what they said. He said, no, I must be focused on my calling. Kill king, if you go, you will die. Zedekiah moved to him and slapped him. You were a baby when I was called into ministry. No, when were you called? So, some people think is when we have a lot of people say a certain thing. There are word of knowledge, there are word from knowledge. When you know the trend, how many people have said this? That doesn't mean. Doesn't mean. What is that thing that's making you deny God? Particularly when you're people. You just switch. But when you're alone with God, you say, Lord, you're good. What is that thing? Sometimes you'll be isolated. Sometimes you can be the only person. There's a mentor of mine shouting on the internet. No! Don't. One of my uncles called me, came downstairs to this church, said, why is he talking as if he's next to God? I said, because he's powerful. He said, how? I said, he has told many things that came to pass. He has power. The man thought I said he had jazz. He said, hey, just tell me about it. I said, if he says things like that, it will happen. The man was hearing something else and he said, I said, yeah. Sometimes you can be isolated. Be the only person to say something. Micaiah was alone. When everybody said, go this way, go to Ramoth Gilead, God told him, he said, I will say what the Lord has said. And that was what he said. Number two, because of time, Jesus addressed his immediate family. Some people's problem is family. Some people's problem. Allow me to preach now. Amen. Praise God. I didn't know. I'm just speaking by the Spirit of God. Many years ago, a lady came to me, had a born-again Christian husband to be. 2 weeks to wedding or a week to wedding. They've already gone to the hometown. Say, even your elder brother, the elder brother's wife, everybody, they are Christians before you. You go to your father's grave and do something. That's what we do in this family. And she broke the relationship. In that place, she broke the relationship. Oh! If you are, or if you're related to that person, you say, you didn't use wisdom. You didn't use wisdom. You didn't use the wisdom. Anything idolatry, don't do it. God is the jealous God. Don't do it. If it means you not get married, don't get married. They don't marry never. What I'm saying looks insensitive, but please do it. Why will you go to a grave and do something? Do you know the implication of that thing you would do? Tell your neighbor, pastor is preaching in correct tenses. Some people, any culture that does not support the Bible, they will say it's our culture. It's our culture. They only tell you, I went to the village and I stepped on. They didn't say, they don't tell you that they carried masquerade. They won't tell you. They won't tell you that they gave money for kind. They won't tell. There is a ladder the enemy took to come into your life. Jesus Christ told his family members, when it comes to this and this, I have a vision. There's a reason why I came. When he came to the world, he said, I'm here to do his will. Every sacrifice you see me do in church, everything you see, God is not interested in those things. He's interested in me obeying. Come on. If you heard me, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Luke chapter 2, verse 48. I want to read verse 48 and 49 to you. So when they saw him, you know what I'm saying? When they went for census, they had gone a day journey. What, is it 3 days? One of them. Before they realized Jesus was not there. If he was their child, would they have behaved that way? Never. How can I go a day journey before I realize that my child was missing? What kind of journey is that? So they went back. By the way, where was Joseph at the cross? They were amazed. And his mother said to him, not his father. His father just, since he's not related by blood. Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. I want us to look at KJV of verse 48. KJV of verse 48. We sought thee sorrowing. Did you hear that? When someone calls you, say, this thing I want to tell you, nobody can tell you the truth. In where we came from, in our village, I came from two places. Heaven and the village you are talking about. And heaven is higher. I am proud to be that thing that you are talking about. But anything that contradicts anything. A man used to attend this church. You know how he stopped? Had a daughter. The boyfriend came to report to me that the man told the daughter, what they are saying in church is their own. Me! If I describe him more, you will know him. Me, my life. If the person is not from my village, if it's not your tribe, I know they allow. And he has a point. One of the things that happens in marriage is different tribes. But there's something called spirit control temperament. I have seen Christians that got married where in two villages that are fighting. And I don't want to mention those villages. And they are still married. Their marriage is like 50 years, 60 years. It depends. If you allow God to take you out of Egypt, but you still have Egypt in you, it will not work. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that marriage is not your problem. You have a problem. Maybe that marriage is supposed to save you from that problem. So I said, they should go and call the man. I said, sir, you know I honor you. This is what the person said. He said to me, yes. Ah, I said, if that is the case, I don't believe in what you have said. I don't know the young man before, but what you have said is what I'm interested in. Don't do it. The last time I checked, the daughter was not married. I can tell you 100 stories. As I remember, I didn't write any story. As I remember, I'll be telling you. I was reading to you Luke 2:48. Let's read 49. Look at what Jesus said. And he said to them, why do you seek me? Did you not know that I must, not may, not could, not would, must. And if you are listening to me from South Africa, you don't know the meaning of must. Must I go home? Must I carry your bag? It's not that must I'm saying. I'm saying must. Like, you must do it. That's what I'm saying. Huh? I miss Yebo. Yes. Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? Ah, look at what the Bible says. Verse 50. But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. It's not everything that people will understand. I love verse 51. They went down He went down. Then he went down with them and came, because he was still under authority. He was 12 years old and was subjected to them. That's what they were. He never argued with them, but his mother kept all these things in heart. She knew this is a strange child. From today, you become strange. In May, when I came to church, I called somebody. I said, death respects prophecy. I said, peace be greeting me, because I will not die. Death! You know the reason why you don't know what tomorrow we hold for you? You are not in purpose. Death respects purpose. When Aaron wore the priestly garment, he couldn't have leprosy. And he did the same thing with Miriam. Instantly, Miriam had leprosy. It was when Aaron pulled off that cloth that leprosy caught up with him. Let nothing take you from your duty post, because you exist for that reason. You may think I'm sermonizing, but it's okay. But I've just told you the truth. Let nothing. Jesus asked them, why are you seeking me? Am I the one that is lost, or you? You are the one that is lost. You are the one. I'm not the one. Because I know exactly at age 12, when other kids are wearing pants, playing with tire, I already know exactly. When he came into the world, he said. When he came into the world, he said, Lord, I've come to do your will, as it is written concerning me in the volume of the books. I pray you would do exactly as it's written concerning you. Friendship cannot interfere with this. Sponsorship cannot interfere with this. And I'm not telling you about starting something, yeah, think positive. No, I'm telling you what has God said. That's what I'm preaching to you. Sometimes the path God will ask you to take is not what you thought. Oh, by the way, let me tell you. Nobody, not one person, nobody. Oh, handsome, thick voice, beautiful, nobody gets their own by seeking their own. Nobody. He said, if you're not faithful in another man's, who will give you your own? Who? Not even the devil. Not even the devil. That's the reason why a lot of people, we have a lot of churches, but you have few people that are fulfilling destiny. I pray for you from my heart. You will stop existing. You will start living. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Destruction will not happen to you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you know when one day to start going in church? I went myself on the street to do evangelism. Do you know what some people told me? Not that somebody told somebody. They told me. Ah, Pastor Bino. Now you they see for Instagram. Ah, we go patronize you. They use the word patronize. Because an average person doesn't know what church is about. Patronize. So some of your family members think if you're a pastor. Ah, you're not a pastor. Ah, yeah, we go start to get money. Your village people will send for you. Say, ah, how are you doing? I say, bring money. We want to build town hall. Bring money. The last I checked, they should contribute money for a pastor and say, Kai, you are building lives. In the UK, they give pastors money. In the US, they give pastors money. But in Nigeria, they abuse pastor for not. I know the reason why that exists. And I'm not afraid to tell you. The only thing that works in Nigeria that has not done jackpot is church. Jesus Christ told his family exactly what he wanted to do. Can you say what you didn't know about yourself? You can say it. Because you're not sure. Do you know that people in my family told me, you have to get another wife because doctor said you won't have a child? Not that they said it, they said it to me. Praise God. Well-meaning people, kind people. The family you are from, you can have two wives. If your wife doesn't like it, she can go to, what is wrong with her? If you don't know what you've been called to do, people will give you another life. Am I against family? No, you're emphatically no. Am I against villages? No. But anything that contradicts the word, I drop it. Because I won't have Bible results, I will have their results. This is the problem of many people. In 21st century, you are sitting on a throne. Say, my grandfather, when he was eating, my grandmother was on her knees. In 21st century, you're looking for a wife that will be on her knees. Please be looking. See, your children must know what you're about. Your family members must know what you're about. They must know. When Jesus healed the man that was maniac, that had legions of demons, he told him, go to your family. That's the first place you go to. The man went to He went to 10 cities because Dika means 10. God said, Jesus said, don't tell anybody, go to your family. Because that's the first place you should go to. Your mother, your father must know what you stand for. When they say, they will say, no. Our daughter in Abuja will not do that. Our son, he's a Christian. And we are proud of him. He won't do that. How I knew that, my Christianity was becoming something else. It was when my father and his political friends came to the house. They would tell me, take that car, go and buy beer. They stopped sending me. Say, he's a pastor. Even when I wasn't a pastor. He's a pastor now, leave him alone. Go and call one driver, let him do it. That was, if they've never mocked you, if they not call you a pastor, you've not started. Oh, it's getting quiet in this particular section. He said, don't you think I must be about my father's business? I'm talking about when you just travel. And you told them before you travel. You're going to Windsor. Your holiday, instead of going to London, you are in one village because God sent you there. Say, it must be about... Even your parents know you have a father that you give account to. You don't lie at home. See, anybody can think you're a Christian in church. Let's talk to your parents. Let's talk to your siblings. That's when we will know who you really are. If you see somebody that the relations are not born again, or they say, what are you doing in that church? The character at home do not reflect the church is going. I have had parents come here to tell me, we are pastors. Since our daughter joined this church, she's been something else. Please, pastor, we just wanted to meet you. Your work has gone ahead of you. But if parents argue with you, they are saying, pastor, what are you doing in that church? It's because your lifestyle has not improved. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your life will reflect what you are hearing. I have been a pastor before and I've heard people say, do people hear what I'm hearing in this church? Because some people I've heard, I went for a conference of a church I attended when I was a teenager. I saw some people outside. They said, pastor is preaching you outside. He said, the one we had last year, where is it? You will not be that person. Amen. Your prophecy will appear. Amen. Jesus Christ on the cross. I hope you know that Jesus had brothers and sisters. One of them was Jude. His name was actually Judas. But he was called Jude. His name was changed so that you will not mix him with Judas. One of them was James, that wrote the book of James. Half-brother of Jude. They lived in the same house. Came out of the same womb. Why didn't Jesus hand them over to James? Hand Mary over to James or Jude? He looked at John and said, behold your mother. Mother, behold your son. And from that day, John took Mary to the house. It's not money. Our tradition says a woman must, with tradition, outside the Bible. It's because you've not made yourself clear. Somebody's hearing this for the first time. He's saying, here. He's thinking of, uncle, how can I talk to that uncle? Do you want your life to end up like that, uncle? He's saying everything to you, but he's in the village. Broke. If your recipe is like theirs, your cake will look like theirs. And I don't know any uncle. I'm not against anybody. What I'm saying is, they must follow the Bible. And if you're sitting down there thinking, do you know what our tradition says? If it's not Bible, you are playing with fire. I pray everyone here and everyone listening to me, you'll be an improvement on the former generation. If you believe, shout hallelujah. I need to round off John chapter 4, verse 34 that I read to you as my text. These guys were hungry. It was Jesus that gave all of them, not two, everybody. They were so hungry that nobody thought of staying with Jesus. Everybody just went to buy food. Jesus was alone. He said, quickly, quickly, go and buy food. When they came back, they met Jesus Christ talking with the Asia. He had talked with the Samaritan woman. He said, Master, let's eat. Because if you don't bless this food, if you don't take yours first, we will not take ours. He said, no, you can eat. I have another food that you have no idea of. When last did you think about your vision and you prayed for 8 hours? When last did you think about your vision? And vision doesn't mean you'll be a pastor. When last did you think about what God... You see, some people want you to sponsor what they want to do. And they don't want to have any contribution. You are like somebody that wants to carry oranges. You are selling oranges. Say, put it on my head. What do people do? They bend down. Say, please. In other words, carry these oranges. Put it on my head. See, when you see somebody, you know, doing their part, you help them. But people want to stand. They plan wedding. The plan Christmas Day. 9 months your wife was pregnant. 9 months. When you see somebody do like this, you say nine. 9 months! You know the person is lying. Because 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We are saying nine. When somebody say, 6 times, I went there and you're doing like this. It's lying. 9 months! Your wife was pregnant. 9 is enough for you to save or to ask for help. And say, for now, I'm going through something. You waited the last day. My wife is even in the hospital now. It's a sign of irresponsibility. 6 months, if a pregnant woman says, I've not even done anything like that, goes to somebody, an average person who is a Christian, will have mercy. But the day she's in the hospital, every single day you're not available, you are drunk, you don't even come to church because God doesn't help somebody, you want to help him. Are you nicer than God? Oh, it's quiet in this Pentecostal. He said, I have food to eat of which you do not know. What kind of food is that? In fact, the disciples said, maybe somebody has brought food for him. In verse 33, and there the disciples said, has anyone brought food? brought him anything to eat? When last did you think of your vision? And you are drinking Gary, having 2 million in the account. I want it to be 5 so I can buy this. I can. You don't have any contribution. I told you, maybe on Sunday, that somebody, I've seen many cases, so I don't even know which one I told you. Somebody was carrying an expensive phone. Do you know somebody has sat down before and told me, I want a ticket to England. I need to go and do checkup. And I want first class in this church. You know what people would call Odiego? Verse 36, quickly. I got to close. I think verse 35 again. Verse 34. He said, my food, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish the work. How many of you have a finishing mentality? You just. How many of you have a finishing mentality? Somebody just calls you, tells you something. Your attitude changes because you've not made up your mind from the beginning. When he came to the world, he said, I've come to this will. Let me say something to you as I close. Nobody brought you here. It's when you got here that you met that friend that is influencing you. And let me quickly say this to you. I wish God would put the two of you together to ask you questions. Even if your friend stood with you, he goes, go and sit down. I want to talk to you alone. Did you do what I asked you to do? He said, my friend always says, leave you. She will answer, you. Did you do what I've asked you to do? I pray that nobody here, God will not tell you well, he will tell you well done. That will be your story. Pray in tongues if you believe it. Please don't reduce your voice. Pray in tongues. Like somebody preached to. As you pray in tongues, you are downloading stuff. He said, the word that I speak to you, not general word, they are spirit and they are life. Whoever has ear, not everybody has ear. Let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. The Spirit just spoke to you. Don't be proud. Don't say, well, I've heard that before. Let your heart be plowable. Don't harden your heart as in the day of rebellion. Pray in tongues. Peter said, is it me? They said, the man, there's somebody among us who will betray us. Judas never asked. He would have knelt down and asked for prayers. Pray for me. I've taken 30 pieces of silver. What is it that you want to do tomorrow? That is outside God's will. Go ahead and pray in tongues. If you can't pray for yourself, pray for me. Everyone in this place, pray in tongues. Everyone listening, pray in tongues. Let God help you. Let God hear you. Where have I derailed, oh God? Where have I been distracted, oh God? Am I still doing your will, oh God? Pray in tongues. Let it come from your heart. Mese terebo kashi tareba maraba baba koso torobo koshite. Make it louder. Let your faith show. Move from faith to trust. Maybe there's somebody here. What God has asked you to do is difficult. Has your sweat mixed with your blood before? Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane told other people to sleep. He went further and his sweat began to mix with his blood. What has God asked you to do? Ask for help. Everything Jesus did at the Garden of Gethsemane was to ask for help. Ask for help. Tell God to help you. We all have tendencies. There's nobody that walks that the head does not shake. We all have tendencies. Ask God to help you. Even as you move to the end of this year, ask God to help you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. Quickly. I know you're standing. We're still praying. It says, remember now your Creator in the days of your youth, before difficult days come and your years draw near, when you say, I have no pleasure in them. This was the scripture of a Boy Scout I joined in a church many years ago as a young boy. Some people don't have problems when our old man selves go. Say, ah, you're a young man, wake up, come on, what's wrong with you? You be sharp man now. Why did they go to that church? So you still go because you see benefit, but you hide. You don't remember now your Creator. Look at the word Creator. Somebody created you. You didn't just drop from the sky. Even if your parents said they were not expecting you, there was someone that was expecting you. You're going to pray. And say, Lord, it is now I want to serve you. With my life, with my heart, with my soul, with my might, it is now I want to serve you. Let serving you show. Let it show in everything I do. Come on, raise your voice and pray. It is now, not when my dopamine is gone. Not when I'm sleeping at meetings. It is now. I want to serve you with my life. If someone prays this prayer of consecration, you will see result before you get to where you're going. God will turn to you. It says in James 4:8, it says, turn to me and now God will turn to you. Draw near and God will draw near to you. Initiate it. Initiate it. Say, Lord, everything I do, I will see your hand there. I will see your hand mighty. Just because I will know my Lord, my God, my Creator in the days of my youth. Thank you, Father. Not too long ago, I said, I'm not perfect, but all my life. You know, I've never walked outside Koza. I've served God. Not perfect, but I've worked for God. What is it that you can tell God? I want you to pray the last prayer point. Because everything you do outside faith is done of God. By faith, I want you to step in into what God has asked for you to do. By faith, I want you to pray and say, Lord Jesus, let your word work for me. Let me reflect your word. Pray that prayer. By faith. You know, faith is not faith until you say it. Why are you quiet? You're not bold enough. Make some bold statements. Let faith work for me. Ephesians 6:16, above all, take it, the shield of faith, wherein you are able to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Mention that place, your health, your marriage. Mention that place where faith will work for you. Say, Lord, turn things around for me. Turn things around for me. Let there be a new beginning. You've not spoken to me in vain. Let there be a new beginning. In the name